is Face the Nation. Good morning. I'm Bob Surratt filling in for Margaret Brennan. Wouldn't those politicians love that? Some nitwit asking dumb questions, letting our leaders off the hook instead of Margaret Brennan making newsmakers squirm and holding their feet to the fire. Hi, Margaret.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Okay. Face the Nation is one of the longest running news programs in the history of television, even in this era of cable news. It's been the most watched of all the Sunday morning public affairs shows. Margaret, all the networks, as you well know, are competing for those same Sunday guests. What's been your strategy for success in getting the newsmaker everybody wants?
Well, I mean, it is stiff competition every single week. We do have some secret weapons, though. One is our chief booker, Carol Joint, and the other is our executive producer, Mary Hager. But I also remain very much involved. We debate among ourselves and spend a lot of time thinking about who the best voice on an issue would be. And then when we go to guests, I think they know, frankly, that when they come on Sunday, that I will have done my homework. So it will be an informed conversation. They can certainly make their case, but they need to be prepared to answer questions. And we spend a lot of time focusing on what we think the heart of the issue is itself for the country rather than a lot of the noise. Like, there are so many flashy objects out there these days, so many shiny things. But distilling the interesting from the important is part of our job in curating. And I think guests know that when they come on Face, they'll get more of the substance.
Do you ever go to Bob Schieffer and ask him how to handle a situation or get some advice for him? And, of course, some of what you're dealing with now, he never had to deal with in his years of anchoring, did he?
Well, I mean, the news environment, I think, has just changed so fundamentally. The onslaught, the velocity of the news cycle, certainly under the Trump administration, there's just so much that happens during the course of a week that, you know, I have talked to both Bob Schieffer and John Dickerson about that, to get advice on how they would handle things. And they both also acknowledged just they've never quite seen anything like this. I do have that "what would Bob do" question in my mind quite often. He was someone who, you know, I asked a lot of questions of when I was a correspondent for advice and certainly as moderator now. And having that perspective of just taking a step back and getting at the fundamental issue is really just the heart of what Face the Nation has always been. And having that reminder of, you know, the circumstances have changed, the crises have only mounted, but, you know, the mission hasn't. It's got to be about context and it's got to be about perspective. And he's always reminded me of that.
He's a great one to have around, isn't he? You interviewed President Trump on Super Bowl Sunday last year. What were your impressions of him in person? Was he the same off camera as he was on?
A little different, but, you know, it was interesting because preparing for that, what ended up being a 45-minute interview, I talked to some of my colleagues, including Leslie Stahl of 60 Minutes, who had spent a lot of time interviewing the president in the past. And I asked her, you know, how do you think about preparing? And she had me spend time thinking about who's going to walk into the room that day. Think about the day he's had, the week he's had, the month he's had, and who he thinks he needs to project to the world he is at this moment in time. And I wasn't quite sure. So I had kind of gamed it out in a few different scenarios. When I spoke to him, it was on the back of a government shutdown that he had basically lost leverage in, hadn't really accomplished what he wanted. But he seemed to know very much his audience. He knew he was going to have these record viewership because it is the Super Bowl. He knew and wanted to project a lot of authority. So he came in with, I thought he was ready to play that day. He didn't come in just wanting to have an argument. So that's the person I had in front of me that day and engaged him on a lot of different topics. I'd love to talk to him again.
Yeah, I'm sure you would. We're so divided now, and everybody, I mean, families can't even talk to one another about politics this Thanksgiving. How do we get it back together again? How does faith in our, not only our institutions, but the media get restored?
You touched on what is just one of the most worrying things to me about the state of our country. And that is our inability to talk to each other, because at the heart of all of this, democracy only works if our faith in our institutions remain. If people don't trust that their vote is legitimate and counted, they won't go and place it in the first place. They, in the middle of a public health crisis, shouldn't be questioning whether they can trust health officials and the journalists relaying information on their behalf. It's really a national security threat when we get into an environment like this. And so it really breaks my heart when people tell me, oh, I just don't know who to believe, because there are a lot of really good journalists. I work with a lot of them who spend a lot of time trying to make sure they get it right, that they are not activists, that they are reporting facts. And I think it unfortunately puts a lot of burden on viewers these days, that they have to make sure that they trust the source delivering them the news, that they are seeking them out not because they necessarily agree, that they're not just seeking out an affirmative opinion, that they're seeking out information. And I think getting back to those basics, I have to believe fundamentally, will help repair us as a country. But, you know, we spend a lot of time saying, look at the voting in this country. Joe Biden will have come out of this election with nearly 80 million votes in his favor. President Trump had a really respectable turnout in this past election of well over 71 million votes. We will talk to both parts of the country, and they need to talk to each other for anything to get done. And I think that was the message of the election, which is people are just so frustrated at nothing getting done that they want something to change.
And too many people are looking for affirmation from their news sources, not information. And that's got to change.
I agree with you.
Do you know who your guest Sunday will be? Do you think you know what the lead topic will be?
Well, you know, we say Wednesdays are our Mondays since we work through the weekend. So yesterday when we had our editorial meeting, we framed some of it. So I know that I will have, for example, H.R. McMaster, the former national security advisor to President Trump, to talk to us about a number of big decisions made this week, including President Trump's decision to have the number of troops in Afghanistan by January 15th, right on the cusp of Joe Biden getting sworn in as the next president. I will also have Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who's been a mainstay throughout the past few months of this health crisis, to talk to us about what is just devastating growth in infections and hospitalization rates of the coronavirus. And we're debating what else to do. And sometimes we don't make final decisions until Fridays or Saturdays based on the news environment.
I have an idea for you next time you have a politician on. And you always try valiantly to get these folks to give you a straight answer to an important question. But I think they know you have time constraints, so they avoid answering. Yes. And you press them, right? But eventually you have to move on. So here's my idea. You ready for this, Margaret? You devote the whole hour to just getting the answer to one question. You just don't stop. You just keep going. That's it. You don't have anything else on the program. You take an hour to get an answer.
That's great. Who would you book? Who do you want the straight answer from?
I have a long list, believe me. I'll submit that to you. It's CBS Face the Nation, Sunday mornings at 9:30 on Channel 2. Watch how Margaret pleasantly wishes all her guests a good morning, thanks them for coming on the show, and then proceeds to make them sweat and wish they were back in bed. I know you have a degree in foreign affairs from the University of Virginia, but if you went to law school, you would have been really something in the courtroom, I think. Did you ever think of doing that?
I did. I thought of going back to school, and I just had the momentum of, doing the work I was doing at the time, covering Wall Street during the financial crisis and then politics. And I don't know, maybe someday I'll go back. But I'm married to a lawyer, so, you know, there's a degree in the family.
Yeah, that's enough. Always good to talk to you. Thanks, Margaret Brennan, CBS Face the Nation. We'll be watching Sunday morning.